When we just do a general search for the super family, this is one of the first pages that comes up. And, you know, there's still some things that are going on that we're working on. And I'm hoping by continually doing these symposia that, you know, we bring in more workers and we train more students and we come to this kind of consensus that, you know, we're all working towards the same goal of documenting diversity, training alpha taxonomists, doing systematics, and generally bringing people together to share their passion about beetles. And so so there's 29 families on the website, but I think, you know, there are some that have been sunk and some that have been added. And I hope that that out of this we really can work together to, on the whole tree of life, hey Dan, work together on this. And so what we have today is a very small sampling of the families that are in the Tenebrionoidea. And what I like to see is this nice grouping here, these Tenebrionid workers. And I'm a little biased. And I'm very thankful to ESA for helping us fund some individuals who may not have been able to come and speak because of cost of getting into the country or the member association registration fees. And so I'm interested to hear everybody talk, and we have one, well, let me just, so since I wasn't doing any of my own research, I thought I'd just do a little tree of our speakers, kind of showing where I've selected the primitive outgroup, the ancestor, I'd like to say, for the, and we have a little, you know, Tenebe section here, and I have some issues with my tree because the age here is a little different, and I don't know what I think I just grouped them because they were in the same lab. I think we're all in a consensus that I've picked a good out group. But one of the reasons why I like to do this is I went to the collections meeting, and everybody kind of had that, you know, looking from the outside and being at a museum, I kind of see that we're all working to get our information on the web, get people some beautiful images, some identification guides, and we're all kind of trying to work towards this goal, and we all seem to be doing it in our own unique way because that's our personality, right? We have our style, and this is what we want to do. But I think there's some things that, you know, you need to learn on your own and some things that I think everybody should know. And some of you might know this already, and I just, I think, you know, this is a good tool. But for mapping your data, Aaron Smith from Michigan is revising the tribe, and I'm just revising one of the genera. And so in order to communicate my data to him, I could fly to Michigan and chat and show him everything I have. But a really neat thing that you can do is you open up a free Google account and you query mapping data, and you can upload your Excel spreadsheet with all your lat longs and images. You can add images and text, and then Google will automatically convert that to a KML format. You don't have to do it on your own. And then this gives you a URL. And so I could send that URL to Aaron and say, here are all of my, stenomorpha data points for all of the 8,000 specimens that I have. And it would map all of their localities with species names and images, and he could click on any one of those and all of my data would show up for him. And so this is an incredible free tool in order for us to communicate about what we're working on together. There's also been some really good talks about how to use Illustrator for auto-montage images and some Lucid things. And I think that some of these things are really, you know, kind of getting us all up on the same page, and I'm glad to see it. But what you do is, and I just want to show this quickly, but there's a network link. And once you would have that URL, that you would go and add a network link, and Aaron would just paste that link in, and all the data would show up. So just something to think about if you're working on mapping species. So the next year, what I'd like to do, and if it ends up being an all-day thing, is a systematics and diversity of Coleoptera symposium. And it's in Reno, so it's really, I live in Davis, so it's very easy for me to get there. And if you're interested in doing a talk next year about your group, please contact me, and I'd be happy to have you speak.